You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
The question that many people will have who trade commodities is trying to understand the impact that frosts and freezes have had in the in parts of the Delta and the southeastern U.S. Can you at least quantify how widespread those weather conditions were as we try to figure out maybe how much of the wheat crop might have been damaged?
Certainly. The cold weather this morning in the Delta and parts of the Tennessee River Basin and interior southeast was varied quite a bit, but temperatures in the Delta in particular got down below freezing all the way down to just north of the coast, just into the sugarcane country in southern parts of Louisiana. So there was at least a light freeze or frost occurring in many areas across the Delta. Extreme lows were in the middle 20s across the northern part of the region. I think the coldest temperature I saw was around 23 or 24 degrees in the northern parts of the Delta. The lower Delta, most of the coldest temperatures were around 28. I think there might have been a 27 down there. The majority of the wheat crop, to the best of my knowledge at this point, is running in the joint stage with some booting going on in the south. These temperatures are at the damage threshold or actually slightly below it for some of the more advanced jointing and booting crop, and so we do expect to see a little bit of damage. If we take this area and add it to the part of Texas that was hurt by freezes earlier this week, the total percentage of wheat that is at least vulnerable to lost production is probably around 2 to maybe 3%. That may be a little high. Again, it's going to depend on local conditions from one field to another, but it wouldn't be any more than that. So we're going to say 2 to 3% for right now, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see it come back to around 2% or a little less.
And the other big question, of course, is when will producers, Illinois, Indiana, places where our radio signal reaches, begin to plant their corn crop? We know it's going to be cold into the first couple of weeks of April. When do you think that we might see soil temperatures warm enough for planting?
I think maybe in that third week of April, that's a strong probability. We are going to continue to keep a little bit of a cooler bias going deeper into the spring season. But one of the main reasons for the unusually cold conditions here recently has been associated with the negative phase of Arctic oscillation. And that is expected to gradually abate as we move through these next 2 weeks. So the temperature anomalies will become a little less significant as we move towards mid-month. And I think that we will get enough warming between a couple of storm systems at that point that we will get some of those temperatures up to the minimum threshold so that we can go ahead and proceed with planting. But it will probably be a pretty slow process. So I don't really expect to see much field activity, at least before the middle of the month.
Thank you, Drew.
Have a good afternoon.
That's World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.